from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're less than a week now away from the start of the new football season. And of course, the excitement here in the building and within the community has got to be ramping up as we get closer and closer to moving from the old stadium to the new stadium.
Yeah, we were just seeing it at training camp, you know, packed house every day there. Now we're back here in Orchard Park, had a couple preseason games, you know, to test the water, so to speak, and we're ready for kickoff on Sunday.
When it comes to what you learned from last year heading into this year, I know that we had spoken last year, and I think you had said something to the realm of each year is going to present its certain challenge with stages of construction for game day operations. What did you learn from last year that really kind of helped you out with kind of having a better understanding of how things may operate with game days this year?
I think one of the biggest things we learned were how great the fans were with their travel plans. You know, in the beginning, they probably came almost too early because they didn't know. They thought they weren't going to have enough parking, or that we weren't going to have enough parking. It might be tough to find spaces. But as the season progressed, we really realized that the fans, they had a plan. They knew where they were going. The parking and the traffic got better each game. So this year, we really try to take that same philosophy. We're losing another parking lot this year. So we're losing the southern lot beneath the new stadium construction site, the team member lot, lot 3. And one of the things we're doing this year is creating two lanes of egress from Fieldhouse Drive towards Southwestern Boulevard to help with that process that, you know, fans now need a safer path of travel. There'll be a new pedestrian walkway that'll be coned off, plus two lanes of egress traffic to help with the flow. So we really took a lot of what we were looking at last year to try to help us with this year's planning.
I know last year with the stadium construction site, there was a lot of talk about fans being in the pit. And I think we also talked in the past and how it will be challenging to kind of deter fans from trying to personally try to take part in anything that's going on with the stadium. Any concerns heading into this year? I know last year was the construction pit, but now we're seeing steel going up. I mean, what are the concerns that you have with the team and that you share maybe with like the sheriff's office or anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, safety is our number one priority for the fans, the staff, the team, et cetera. You know, we're always focused on safety. The new stadium construction site, you know, there's plenty of signs out there. It's a construction site. It's a safety concern. The few fans that even attempted to go into the site last year were immediately arrested, apprehended. Everything's under video surveillance. We've got security everywhere. So we're going to see it, and we're going to arrest people. The good news is, you know, last year there was one incident, it was the first game of the season, that drew a lot of attention. And as the season progressed, we really didn't have hardly any issues at all. So fans were great. You know, they're responsible. They're here to watch football and tailgate and have a great time. And we're still going to do our due diligence, but we also think the fan base, you know, cares more about football and watching Josh Allen than, you know, trying to climb a construction zone fence. But we'll be ready either way.
How would you compare this year in particular with the stadium construction compared to last year, and then what you're anticipating next year? Because I believe, if I remember last year when we were talking, it was the belief that year 3 is going to be maybe the most challenging of those years. Is that still a fair assessment to make with what's happening, what you've seen?
Yeah, next year is the last year of the construction before the new stadium opens, and that is definitely our most concerning year because we lose another parking lot next year. So we lose lot 4, which is north of the new stadium construction site. So next year will be even more challenging with parking. So we're working with Erie County Department of Public Works and Bill Geary and his team working with New York State Department of Transportation, you know, the Taxi, Bus, and Limo Association. We're going to be in touch with them. You know, all of our game day partners, Hamburg Police, Orchard Park Police, et cetera, even our premium parking teams. But there's some ideas about next year with shuttle services for fans potentially, or other lots in the surrounding area that might open up for us possibly as well. So we're in the middle of planning already now. We've been in this process actually for a couple months now, planning for 2025.
Good thing to circle back on for next year. Keep a mental note of that for myself. When we look ahead to this year, I know that we've had three exhibition matters for you guys, two preseason games and the return of the blue and red practice. Feel confident everything's going to go well heading into week one this upcoming Sunday? And is there anything that maybe from those first three practice runs that maybe you guys were able to learn and kind of build upon?
Yeah, the first three events really went better than we expected. I think, you know, we were a little nervous about Kids Day because typically we have a really big crowd for Kids Day. But the traffic patterns, the parking, both ingress and egress really went well. We tested out the new egress plan at the last preseason game with the road closure for fans to travel two lanes west towards 219, towards Southwestern from Bill's Fieldhouse Drive. And we tested the pedestrian walkway, and it really worked well. So obviously it wasn't a sold out 70,000, fans coming to the home opener, but it was encouraging to see, you know, that's a good plan. You know, even though we know it'll be busy and there'll be more traffic and more people, it really worked well, and we think it'll work, you know, fine for the home opener in this season.
Feel free to take us through what is new this year when it comes to a fan coming in to Orchard Park and their upcoming game day experience at the stadium.
Yeah, the other couple new things, really trying to expedite the fan entry. So obviously the parking lots and then getting fans into the stadium, making sure that the stadium is filled before kickoff. You know, our coach, Josh Allen, our football team, all they talk about is how important it is to them to see that place packed at kickoff. Not during the game, not later, not at halftime, but before the game starts. That's when they were getting their, you know, they're getting jacked up more than any time in the game. And that's part of our goal too. And last year we had 96% of the fans inside the stadium before kickoff. And part of that is every gate is open, every line is open. We work real close with our private security team, make sure they're fully staffed so we don't have to close lines, we don't have to close gates like we did many years ago and cause some issues at the gates. So fans are coming in a lot sooner. They want to be inside the game. They want to see Josh Allen and the football team, right? And we open our gates 2 hours before kickoff to kind of get things moving. And we call it the crunch time. You know, basically, if you're out there tailgating and you think you're going to walk in at 12:30, quarter to one, you know, you might have to wait a little bit. But even if you have to wait a little bit, you're still getting in because we have some new technology with the magnetometers out there, fit more efficient, safer process at gates 5 and 6, you know, where we have some new technology. And then the rest of the stadium is going to have new ticket pedestals this year to help people with their tickets. So that'll be a little quicker, more efficient process too. So, you know, I've done a few things to get us ready, and we're relying on the fans as well. You know, have an advance plan for your parking and your arrival. If you don't have a Bills parking permit, you're not going to be able to park in the Bills lots. But there's, you know, the neighborhood lots park more fans than we do anyway. So just have a plan where you want to park in the neighborhood lots. And certainly we encourage everyone to carpool. So the more people that come together, you know, obviously we're saving spaces. We're saving some traffic for the sheriff and who do a great job out there. But just makes it a little better experience for everybody.
A ticket scanning process, is that as simple as like going to an airport when you're about to go in through your gate to get on a plane, where it's just they take your ticket, put it under a scanner, it says you're good to go? Is that fair?
That's exactly how it works. Yep. So I mean, we've already seen fans already knowing how to use it and being very efficient without too much help from our staff. We have plenty of our staff out there to assist guests that need it, but we found already that the fans already they pretty much know what they're doing. So it's already been out there in the industry, like you mentioned, you know, the airports for sure. So if fans have done that even once, this is easy for them.
And I think also heard you mention security. I think there's a new sort of security measure where there's an ability to bring in more people for security. I mean, what can you tell us about that and how much that might help a game day experience going forward?
Yeah, you know, it's actually not new. It's something we've been doing the last 3 years, but this year it was renewed. So it was a renewed amendment to the Security Guard Licensing Act. So we are able, which what it does, it allows us to have our private security team, they must be at least 50% security guard licensed. And then the remaining staff don't have to be licensed. So imagine if you're looking at a magnetometer and it goes red or green. You and I can do that. We don't need to be licensed. But the person who's doing the rescreening, they should be licensed. So things like that, where we worked with, you know, New York State to really help us get the staffing, because without it, we would have to close gates and close lines like we did years ago, because there weren't enough, you know, licensed security guards to man all these different areas for a 70,000 seat stadium. So we mix it together. We're real smart and strategic about it, and it's really helped, you know, create a safer environment where we've been able to get fans in a little more quicker, more efficiently, and certainly safer.
I do have one more point. I did want to ask you about the neighboring lots and how much the community continues to step up with opening up their yards, their backyards to accommodate these Bills fans. How important is that every year for the Bills to be able to have such willing neighbors to not only host people to park, but also allow them to tailgate and enjoy the overall game day experience?
Yeah, the neighborhood lot owners have been tremendous for years, right? More people park in the neighborhood lots than in the Buffalo Bills lots ever since our stadium opened back in 72. So without them, you know, we wouldn't be able to do what we do on game day, and that's, have an amazing fan experience. So the neighborhood lot owners are paramount to our success, and we can't thank them enough for parking cars, now parking RVs and buses, because we tried to help offset some parking losses by not having those on the Bills property. And they've done a great job with it. And we even appreciate the fact that, you know, they contact us about our policies for the parking lots. So they're now implementing, you know, fan policies in their lots so that their lots are safe and fans can have fun and tailgate and be responsible without it getting, you know, a little too out of control. But we've seen the neighborhood lots and the fan behavior there greatly improve as well, just like the Bills lots. So thank you to the Bills neighborhood lots owners. We really appreciate them.
Andy, is there anything else that you can think of that maybe we haven't discussed in our conversation here that you'd like to add?
You know, I'd just like to thank Bills Mafia for having a plan, for carpooling, for understanding we're in the middle of a construction zone with the new stadium. It's not an easy job for the sheriff and for everybody involved, but the fans really can help us out by what they do. So thank you very much.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.